Rand Paul, Covington Students Taking All Sorts of Abuse They Don't Deserve. By Joshua Kaplan on January 21, 2019. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, on Monday spoke out against those who rushed to judgment over a viral video showing a confrontation between a group of Catholic high school students and a Native American activist at a pro-life event over the weekend, saying the Covington Catholic high school students have been subjected to all sorts of abuse they do not deserve. The initial video shows the students hanging out on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial during the March for Life rally in Washington, D.C., as Nathan Phillips, A., is seen beating a drum as he approaches them. One of the students, Nick Sandman, is seen wearing a red Make America Great Again hat and grinning while standing in front of the Native American man. Some of Sandman's peers can be seen cracking jokes and making hand gestures that some say were intended to make fun of Phillips. Media pundits across the political spectrum almost immediately began condemning the students. However, alternative video shows that the kids were not only verbally accosted by a religious sect, the Black Hebrew Israelites, as the situation unfolded, but were also approached by Phillips first, not the other way around. Please see this thread from my friend and the congressman representing Covington, Kentucky. I urge everyone to stop going after people online with very little information, but rather carefully consider the facts here, Paul wrote on Twitter. These kids are taking all sorts of abuse they do not deserve. The Kentucky Republican urged his 2.4 million plus Twitter followers to read Representative Thomas Massey's, RKY, defense of the students. Massey said that while he was troubled by the viral video, he chose to wait for additional facts to come in before commenting. I've now watched over an hour of other videos from four different cameras of the incident in front of the Lincoln Memorial. I urge everyone to watch the other videos before passing judgment. Would you have remained that composed at that age under those circumstances? The congressman, whose district includes Covington Catholic, asked. In the context of everything that was going on, which the media hasn't shown, the parents and mentors of these boys should be proud, not ashamed, of their kids' behavior. It is my honor to represent them, he concluded.